Donald Trump, Benjamin Netanyahu, working together to fulfill prophecy. Welcome to This Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Podcasts are on thispresenttruth.com. My contact information, Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu are fulfilling prophecy. And I suppose you want me to explain myself, so let's begin. I'm going to piggyback on the previous program. Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu, they do know the world. They understand the world. Trump is in the Bible. I'm going to state one more time. He is the stranger on the day that King Solomon dedicated the temple in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 41, 2 and 3. Donald Trump is in the book of Revelation. He is the seventh president in a riddle in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. He is the seventh king that will continue a short space. He is not the final president of the United States of America. He is the legitimate, next to the last, legitimate president of America. Joe Biden, now we know the evidence is out that he was never president of the United States. There's some evidence that he died of bone marrow cancer right at the time of the inauguration, and there were two at his supposed inauguration, and there were two individuals that were sworn in. One was Joe Biden. The replacement was, we don't know. He was never president. America has never had a female vice president, nor will America ever have a female president. Benjamin Netanyahu, he is, in present-day history, the greatest prime minister that Israel has ever had. He has been positioned, like Donald Trump, together on the stage at the same time to fulfill prophecy. Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, many of the well-known podcasters, and now within the Trump administration, within the military, people in the Democratic Party believe that Trump has positioned us for another quagmire in the Middle East. There was a report today out of Liberty Nation News. This is just another quagmire. No, this is not a quagmire. What is happening is in Bible prophecy. I'll read you the verses. I have been looking at what some of the ministries have been saying, and they have made some interesting, they have interesting views, which I think are absolutely correct, which I'll present to you. Now, many of you in the audience are not believers. Many don't believe God exists. There are others that are probably devil worshipers. It's okay. I'm glad that you're listening. There are many Christians, non-Christians, Democrats, Republicans. But everybody's interested in prophecy. Everybody wants to know, what is this present escalation of military activity in the Middle East, what is this saying to the world? What is, if there is a God, what is this God telling mankind? Well, this God, he declares the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things that are not yet done. He says in Isaiah 46, what I state will happen will come to pass. We cannot stop Bible prophecy. But going back to Donald Trump, in the previous program, I had presented why Trump went into Venezuela. The points were he wanted to stop oil going to China, China's expansion in South America and Central America. He wanted to stop the war with the narco-terrorists in Venezuela, Colombia, and the region, to expose the banking cartels in this country that are laundering the cartel money, to halt the silver ore that goes out of Venezuela and the other nations in the South America, like Mexico, from the ore being put on ships and being refined in China. He wanted to find who in the Democratic Party was involved with the swung elections, his presidential election, which he did win in the 2020 election. He did win that election, but he was not allowed to take position. He must continue a short space. He will not be in power for 4 years this time around. He won't be. But before he is allowed to leave office, when he has finished his responsibilities that God has ordained for him to do, ordained meaning commanded, he has a command from God. Maybe he doesn't realize the details, how God arranges things around him to, you know, they call him the Teflon Don. He truly is a Teflon Don. It seems like just when the wicked think they have him in a place where they're going to destroy him, he escapes. He mocks them. They don't mock him. They hate him. The occult world hates Donald Trump. The whole occult world in this country, the occult families of this country, of Europe, they hate Donald Trump. They had Benjamin Netanyahu. They hate God. The bottom line is hatred of God, the God hatred. And there's so much for me to putting trash in the dumpsters. Trash is so expensive that the people really have to pack everything into that container to save themselves money. What I'm presenting is I do have these points I'm making, but a worldview cannot really, there's no such thing as a worldview without knowing what God has stated in the Bible about the past, the present, the future. Without this type of a worldview that you can only understand the world through the Bible, you're only going to understand what's happening in the Middle East right now through the prophecies I'm going to present to you. But let me so I don't get off track. I want to stay in a direction. Donald Trump is securing this country for a prophecy that is in Jeremiah that I have spoken of before, Jeremiah 51. America is going to be a hammer, the hammer of the whole world, a sledgehammer, a maul, a wrecking ball. I'm going to read it to you. Jeremiah 51, verse 20. This is in the Message version. Verse 20. God says, "You, America, are my hammer, my weapon of war. You are my hammer, you're my sledgehammer, my wrecking ball, my maul, my destroying maul. You're my weapon of war." What has just happened? Donald Trump is fulfilling prophecy, but he's not the one that is going to carry out everything I'll explain to you in this chapter. People want to know what is going to happen. People want to know the future. People pay, the royals of Europe have paid handsome money for the wizards in England and France and Germany, for people in the occult to know. Here in this country, Roosevelt's wife, what was her name? Eleanor. Eleanor Roosevelt would bring in spiritualists into the White House with their mediums to do seances and to predict the future, to know the future, to plan for the future, to know what to do. The Rothschilds out of Europe, deep occult, powerful occult family. How do you think they have become so wealthy? The magi, the magicians, the astrologers, the sorcerers, the chanters, the Chaldeans in ancient Babylon, in Egypt, in Greece, in Rome, in America, in Europe, South America, Central America, Haiti, Jamaica, the whole world, China, India. They all have gods. All the nations have spirits, an angel, a guiding demonic fallen angel directing the nation on how to worship Satan. All the nations, Mexico, Cuba. People want to know the future. Well, God wants the world to know the future and to know the not just the world, you know, with ships going across the oceans, airplanes flying overhead, militaries bombing areas of the world, but how do things happen in a hidden world? In a hidden world that is not visible to the eye most times, and you can see through with witches, they conjure up spirits, things that you can see, but if you and they're tangible, you're not careful, these spirits can grab a hold of you, tear you, shred your back, shred your face. They manifest in the physical. I say that to just introduce you to what Jeremiah 51, verse 20, is saying. This is verse 20 to 23. God says, "You, America, you're my hammer, my weapon for war." Donald Trump is initiating what God says is going to happen. He's initiating the conflict in the Middle East to punish the ancient enemies, Khomeini. Ali Khomeini was not martyred. He was punished and judged by God, just like Pharaoh of Egypt, in the open, so the world could see. He was not a martyr. To the religion of Islam, yes. But in the Bible, he was judged by the hand of God. And who judged him? The president of the United States of America, Babylon the Great, and Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel. Okay. I will use you, the United States of America, you corporation, to smash godless nations. God is coming to punish all the nations. Venezuela and Mexico have just been, the beginning of their punishment has begun. Through whom? Donald Trump. Trump is in the Bible. He has responsibilities before he leaves office. And the Donald Trump haters, they don't understand the worldly view of the Bible. They see from their positions, they're influenced by, they don't like his personality, like I mentioned in the last program. They don't like his personality. They don't like that he's wealthy, that he's been successful, that he knows how to put people in their place. He's put there to put people in their place, especially mainstream media. Caitlin Collins, these type of people. He is there to put these people in their place. They don't like the way he talks to them. Too bad. I will use you to smash godless nations. I will use you to knock kingdoms to bits. What is he doing with Netanyahu in Iran? What did America do in Afghanistan, Libya? What has this country done? I will use you, America, to smash horse and rider, chariot and driver. I'll use you to smash man and woman. I'll use you to smash the old man and the boy. I'll use you to smash the young man and the young woman. I'll use you to smash shepherd and sheep, farmer and yoked oxen. Use you to smash governors and senators. This is the United States of America. We are fulfilling prophecy. Our judgment has also begun. Okay, there is a coming prophecy in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. It's called the Gog and Magog War. Christians refer to this coming end of the world, end of time, latter day war. In Christian thought, biblical thought, it's called the Gog and Magog War. It is a war of a nation with a power, a spiritual power. And this spiritual power that rules over this country in the air has always been against God, against God's people, the Jews, the elect, and against religion and the Christians, which was evident in 1917 up until maybe the mid-70s, early 70s, when a revival began. It was evangelical Christians that had gone to Eastern Europe Romania and began a move of the Holy Spirit in Europe that had occurred in the United States of America beginning in 1960. And that like weather pattern came over the United States, left the United States, and flowed right over into Eastern Europe and eventually into the Eastern nations and into Russia, and revived their Orthodox religion, made God real once again to the people in the area. I'm having to give a background so you can understand the world from God's view, because whether people want to be in end time, last days prophecies or not, you're here. You are here. You cannot escape it. What is coming to the world cannot, you have no place to go. Frank Sinatra sang the song, Fly Me to the Moon. That's not going to happen. And the occult world, they know that there was a time when I was on the radio, I used to play a song by the Fifth Dimension, Age of Aquarius. Well, I liked the tune. I grew up in the 60s and 70s, the hippie period, when the New Age movement came into America like a storm, came from the Far East, the Middle East, from India to the Beatles. And there was a change, a spiritual change in the constellations. That was a sign to the occult world that things were going to shift on their behalf spiritually through astrology. And the astronomers who watched the patterns in the sky, God said he would speak to mankind through the moon, the stars, the sun. Well, the occult world, they see these interstate highways in the heavens. They see the place of the truck stops where the demons get their power from. You're traveling across country, the Howard Johnsons or the Loves or the big TA truck stops. Well, in the sky, the occult world, they know when things happen and line up that they can use that strategy for evil. So I'm going to read you a verse right now. Job chapter 36, verse 6. One of the ministries I was watching, the verse says this, that this is Elihu. Job is in his trial. He's having his hardship. He's trying to understand why he's being afflicted. And he speaks to Job. And in verse 6, he says to Job that God does not prolong the life of the wicked, but gives the needy and afflicted their right. Now, Israel has a right to exist. And they're referred to as the needy and the afflicted. The anti-Semitism is beginning, I have stated years ago when I began radio here in Colorado, 2019, that in this country I have watched from the 80s a subtle anti-Jewish hatred. A hatred of not Israel in a sense as a nation, which has developed into a hatred of the nation, a nation, but the Jewish people particularly. Anti-Jewish hatred. I'm seeing evidence of it right now. with Tucker Carlson. I don't want to get distracted, but I'm going to talk about Tucker Carlson and the Mike Huckabee visit. Huckabee didn't handle it the way he should have, in my view. I'll handle it for him with using Scripture. He does not prolong the life of the wicked. This is Job 36:6. Ali Khamenei, came into power 36 years and 6 months ago. 36 years and 6 months ago, Khamenei has been building hundreds of thousands of rockets, arms, finances to Hezbollah, Hamas, the nations surrounding Israel, funding terrorists, training terrorists. And guess who he trained? He trained the present-day president of Syria. I forgot his name. I should get it. Hang on a second. Julani, which is now called Shara. He was trained in Iran. He's a butcher. His blood has permeated his hands, killing his own people, butchering thousands of people, and now he wears a suit, and he's a diplomat. Well, what's coming for him? So anyhow, the wicked man, Khamenei, with that vast army of Shia, Sunni, blend, Islamic terrorists, have one objective, an ancient objective, like Haman in the book of Esther, to eliminate the Jewish people. These are the people that Job says, whether we want to believe it or whether you believe it, I do, the needy and afflicted, they're right. You think it's bad for the Jewish people now, in Israel, in their own land? It's going to get worse. But before it gets worse, Benjamin Netanyahu, the greatest prime minister that Israel has had in present-day times, is in a partnership and a friendship with Donald Trump. Is he controlling Donald Trump like so much of the media is trying to get you to believe? Don't believe it. He doesn't control Donald Trump. The Bible says he doesn't. He has been given his own duties. Israel, the security of the Jewish people, at any cost. Does that mean through the Mossad and through other means? Absolutely. Absolutely. If Donald Trump was not in the presidency right now, like I've stated to this audience, my listeners, America is commanded by God to assist Israel with munitions, finances, diplomatic negotiations, to be a protector for Israel, and we have been. Exactly what the Bible says should happen and would happen since 1948. Because there is an end time, prophecies that Israel and the United States would work together. And eventually Israel will be betrayed by the United States. You see, the families in Europe and America that rule the world, that have ruled the world, two main families, in America, Rockefellers, in Europe, Rothschilds. The Rockefellers are Protestants, demonic, devilish, and they are in secret society, so they do worship the other power. The Rothschilds, who are Jewish, from the lineage of the brother Dan, who led the children of Israel into witchcraft, they have, starting back in the 1600s, have once again led many of the Jewish people in the Jewish faith. They have infiltrated the Jewish faith. They're called the Church of Satan. That say they're Jews but are not. They're of the Church of Satan. They worship the devil, though they are Jewish. They are not worshipers of Yahweh. And they claim to be the true Israel, which we would call the impure Zionist movement today. And the nation of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, everybody in the Knesset, they've been influenced by these people. The rabbis have fallen into the trap too, many of the Jewish rabbis, but not all of them. Not all of the Jewish people are loyal to Yahweh. They have other gods they serve. Now, coming back to the United States and Israel. In a previous program, Nebuchadnezzar of ancient Babylon, it was prophesied he would go into Jerusalem, into Israel, and take all the people captive. And they were told and warned by their prophets, do not resist, because if you do, you will die. Daniel and other young people were brought back to Babylon, lived in Babylon roughly for 70 years, and they helped Babylon and Nebuchadnezzar, they helped make that nation great, a great nation. Daniel specifically, through giving interpretations to dreams that Nebuchadnezzar would have. He was a great tree. The branches spread out over the earth. He was shade for the cattle, for the things that underneath, birds of the air would sit in the branches, the fowl, meaning demonic powers would be part of Nebuchadnezzar's administration. And he had astrologers, and he had soothsayers, and he had magicians, because that's the way it was. But the young Jewish man, Daniel, and other young Jewish men helped make Nebuchadnezzar and his son, and what would happen later down, Darius, would keep that nation at the time in the position of power. Israel, whether we want to believe it or not, has also assisted this country in our objectives in the Middle East. Our plan for the Middle East is to rule and occupy and jump the ocean, the corporation, which is the New World Order or the Old World structure, the order of the ages, has an objective. And Netanyahu's falling into the plan. You cannot isolate yourself from the corruption of the type of evil that this country is. This country will betray that little nation. And this country will eventually give the orders in that little country. But everything that has happened between the two countries, good and bad, will be exposed, and people will focus on the evil, the bad, like the World Trade Center bombings. Did Israel have a part in it? I believe so. I know so. But the thing is this, it's in the Bible. Where? Isaiah chapter 21. Babylon the Great is fallen. Fallen, when you repeat things twice, it is a testimony of two, something is established. I wrote a paper in 2003. The two towers are mentioned in Revelation. Babylon the Great is fallen. And there was a destruction of something in Isaiah 21. And there was it has dual and triple meanings. It happened in the past, thousands of years ago. It happened on 9/11. Two things happened. The destruction that came upon Babylon was basically the two towers that set us apart as a nation in New York City. The Twin Towers. One called Nelson, the other called David. Did God know about the Rockefellers at the time in which we live? He sure did. I'm convinced that he was talking to Isaiah in a prophecy saying, this is what's going to happen to America as a nation. Babylon the Great is fallen. At the end, which is coming down the road about 7.5 years, America will be finished. But it was talking about to set things in motion, something would have to happen in this end time nation that is going to be the hammer of the whole earth to begin to set it and to begin to, it's like sunset. The sun begins to go down and eventually darkness comes. Well, that was the beginning of the darkness that would eventually envelop this country. And the enemy of any nation is the people. But God has warned us what's coming. So with Israel and the United States, the two nations do work together. Their intelligence agencies, their departments work together, and both are working together to basically set up a coming spiritual religious world order, which is going to be in Israel. The coming administration knows that the religious order of the world, the satanic order, has to come out of Israel, out of Jerusalem specifically. I'll prove it to you. On the Olive Tree programs, on my website, thispresenttruth.com, I have two sites you can go to, one or the other, the Present Truth site or the Olive Tree Ministry site. I have been going through the book of Matthew in the last 3 weeks. The most important chapter concerning the end times, Christ's own words explaining to the world, to the Jewish people, to the Christian people, the scenario of everything that is going to happen. And in that chapter, it says that there will be an individual that will stand in the temple in Jerusalem, declare himself to be God. And that individual will come from the United States of America. You need to go listen to, I would ask you, go listen to these programs. As I'm doing this program right now, the individual, the friend that does takes care of all my sight, he does everything for me. AI, the companies he's used, are updating their systems to AI. AI, like he stated for years and years, it is the worst thing to ever hit the world. AI is not your friend. But being the people that we are, we like convenience. We like easy. We like comfort, especially in Babylon the Great. We don't want to have to write out a, you know, you go to court for a traffic ticket and the judge says, well, you need to write out a 50-word reason why you this or that. I had a friend that his daughter caught. She was just with a bunch of girls, and they were taking things out of a department store. She took something. She got caught. She had to write a 500-word essay. She didn't have AI to help her. Well, the person turned in the AI comment to the judge, and he says, no. Or he turned it into the state. They said, no, this is AI. Do it with your own handwriting. Do it. Don't let AI live your life for you. Stay away from Alexa. Alexa is perplexa. She will perplex you and you will fall into a trap. The United States has an objective, a religious plan to move into Israel and set up the religion of the world, to bring the Muslims, the Jews, the Christians, the devil worshipers, the New Agers, the Buddhists, Hindus, into the worship of a world religion. The Catholics, the Lutherans, Presbyterian, Pentecostal, agnostic, Anglican. People are easy and quick to attack what they don't know. Tucker Carlson is making a big mistake. Candace Owens concerning Israel, big mistake. Now, Jeremiah, the evil man, the wicked man, Al Khamenei, was just judged. And then there were others around him that were judged, and there were other powerful people in place that were judged, the court, so to speak. Jeremiah 49 speaks of present-day Jordan. It speaks of Damascus, which is going to, Israel is going to occupy the real estate of present-day Jordan very shortly. Israel is going to destroy Damascus. Benjamin Netanyahu is going to have his hand in it because that's part of the duties that he has been given, the responsibilities. Jeremiah, 4,600 years ago, he spoke of an area called Elam. Elam is the part of Iraq, I'm sorry, the part of Iran that is presently under attack. All of Iran as a nation, there's just a region to the south and to the west that is being hammered. And Jeremiah, I'm listening to a ministry, and I want to give the young man credit. I've read these verses before. I've done studies on them. I did a study on Elam in 2006 while I was in Las Vegas on the radio. And Elam eventually I stated at the time, would be one of the regions where God would favor. And right now, it's this area where the Lord Jesus is visiting these people personally, and they're getting saved. I'll read you the verse. The word of the Lord came to me to Jeremiah the prophet against Elam in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I will break the bow of Elam. The bow, it is the great war center of Iraq. I'm sorry, Iran and Iraq, they sit next to each other. I get confused. Iran. And upon Elam, I will bring four winds from the four quarters of the heaven. One of the winds is the United States. Another wind is Israel. Another wind is Dubai. Another wind, I think, is Ramallah. The four winds of heaven, I will scatter them to those winds. I will scatter them toward all these winds, so that other nations will not come. I will cause Elam to be dismayed before their enemies and before them that seek their life, and I will bring evil upon them. Even my fierce anger, says the Lord, and I will send the sword after them till I have consumed them. Then, he says, after the punishment, God does know when a nation, what they can handle, and at what point to cease punishment and judgment. It's like with people individually. Christ says that he said that his burden is light, his yoke is easy. He knows what you can carry. He knows what you can pull, and he will make sure that you do not have too much on your shoulders and that you are not having to exert yourself above and beyond what you are capable of. The devil, on the other hand, he would like to push you to the point of breaking, to the point of snapping. So in verse 38, all of a sudden, the judgment has occurred, the punishment has been thorough. They have learned their lesson. Verse 38, I will set my throne in Elam and will destroy from there the king and the princes, saith the Lord. So right now, the king, the spirit, the prince of Persia is going to be punished here shortly, but the wicked, evil man was just taken out along with his princes. But the Lord says in verse 39, but it shall come to pass in the latter days. It will come to pass in the last days, the latter days, the days that are important before Christ's coming a second time, that I will bring again the captivity of Elam, says the Lord. So, there is a greater hardship coming to all of Iran, and it is the coming great war when Russia, Turkey, Armenia, and also, you're going to like this. Out of North Africa will come Ethiopia, Libya, and Somalia. And guess what is happening now? God is going to punish Somalia. And where is the punishment beginning? Right here in the United States of America. These Somalians, this unruly people is under the punishment of God because of the God that they worship. they worship a foreign god called Allah. And God is not going to allow these Islamic nations to continue to worship other gods. And with what's happening in Elam, God is revealing himself, Christ is revealing himself to these, I think they're Sunni Muslims. And he's revealing himself to them and they're getting saved. The Shias are the bulk of the Islamic world that is going to come to be punished in present-day Jordan. I'm covering as many, it's like doing these stained glass windows. I'm putting in as many pieces as I can to give you an overview. Don't attack Donald Trump. He's doing what he's supposed to do. Benjamin Netanyahu is doing what he's supposed to do. The two leaders of these countries, according to Jeremiah, had to work together to accomplish an objective, to take out the wicked man and to take out and stop and begin to punish the princes, because what they have done for the last 36 years and 6 months, they have built hundreds and hundreds of thousands of missiles that were sent to Gaza, Lebanon, Syria, that are in present-day Jordan. Rifles and bullets, technology, those handheld RPG missiles, all of this stuff. This was Iran. Now, also, so Iran is getting punished, but it's not going to be complete. Trump and Netanyahu, they will not complete it. This is not the completion. This is just the beginning. This is not the Armageddon War. Already, Christians and other people, militaries, are talking about, this is Armageddon. No, it is not Armageddon. Armageddon 7.5 years out. Russia has destroyed roughly, these armies that are coming with Russia will be destroyed 7 years before. 7.5 years before, or 7 years before Armageddon. Now, I had stated probably in 2023, 24, I'd been doing a study of the Ezekiel War. And it says that also present-day Ukraine, I said, well, for some reason it says that Ukraine is going to come also. But conflict between Russia and Zelensky, I don't know how this is going to happen. I don't understand it. How is this going to take place? But unless something happens and they make amends, out of today's news, Zelensky has offered to help Middle Eastern countries fight Iranian drones if they convince Putin to agree to a truce. If they agree, Zelensky has offered to help Middle Eastern countries fight Iranian drones if they convince Putin to agree to a truce. This is the only way that Zelensky can save his hide. Because if he stops the truce with, if he stops war with Russia, he dies. It's over. Just like what's his name? Maduro out of Venezuela. If he would have basically agreed to Trump's terms, taken the I forget how many millions of dollars and gone to another country, they would have assassinated him. The same with Zelensky. You don't leave those positions of power alive. This gives Zelensky an opportunity to work with Putin, to use their combined resources to Zelensky has these individuals trained by the United States that know drone technology, drone warfare, send these people down. Even Keir Starmer is pretty much saying, hey, you know, this might not be a bad idea. Well, we're watching develop. Trump and Netanyahu are fulfilling prophecy once again. You cannot criticize them. Criticize God himself. But it did say that Ukraine, I did say, because I could see it there in the scripture, I didn't know how it would work out, how this could develop. But sure enough, all of a sudden, Zelensky said, well, let's do 2 weeks. We'll do a month. Maybe a truce for 2 months. I'm telling you, something is developing. But eventually, Ukraine and Russia, Armenia, a few other areas in that region, Turkey, Libya, Ethiopia, and Somalia, because at one time they were pretty much compacted together. They have kind of, you know, nations divide. The Somalians are coming to judgment to be judged on the mountains of Israel in present-day Jordan too. What this has done also is it is infuriating the forces of Islam in Syria, in present-day Jordan. The conflict and the hatred that we witnessed in Gaza and Lebanon has not subsided. That hatred is still there. Eventually, Israel is going to oversee Lebanon and southern part of Syria temporarily, but will control all of present-day Jordan. And eventually, Israel will take present-day Iraq in the future to the Garden of Eden, the Euphrates River. From the Nile River all the way to the north and to the east. You think the nations are angry now? You wait. But we are watching. This is not Armageddon. Do not fall into the trap that this is Armageddon. No. Armageddon, 7 years, 6 months, roughly out. Now, can this great war that I'm speaking of with Russia, I call it the Russian War, the Gog War, can it take place at the end of this summer? Well, it does say in Ezekiel 38 that when this war happens, it's like a storm that comes in. Here it is, 10 o'clock in the morning, beautiful skies, noon, beautiful skies. You want to go out to have a picnic out at the lake, you get the boat out, you head to the lake, 2 o'clock, it's just beautiful. Just a few clouds on the horizon, nothing to worry about, and you're out in the middle of the lake, and all of a sudden, in a matter of 15, 20 minutes, the wind is blowing, and the storm has hit you, and the waves are swamping the boat. That's how fast it's going to happen. Can it happen that fast in the next 6 months? Well, be on alert. Be on alert. The programs are archived, the podcasts, on thispresenttruth.com. Two sections, This Present Truth programs, the Olive Tree and Lampstand ministry programs. My contact information, Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. So, I will be back. God bless you. Be a world. Understand the world. Keep listening. Bye.